This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Fellowship President and CEO Yael Eckstein shares from her audiobook, Generation to Generation, about the Jewish holiday of Purim, celebrated this week, that commemorates the story of Queen Esther and the lessons about courage that it teaches.
As a lifelong champion of women, my father felt particularly connected to the holiday of Purim, when we celebrate Queen Esther, the heroine who saved the Jews. Most are probably familiar with this story that takes place after the destruction of the first temple in Jerusalem, while the Jewish people lived in Persian exile under the rule of King Xerxes. As the story goes, after the king had banished his first wife, he looked for a new wife and chose Esther, a young Jewish orphan. Under the direction of her uncle Mordechai, Esther did not reveal her Jewish identity. While Esther was queen, an evil man named Haman plotted to kill all the Jewish people, and through a series of well-placed lies and deceptions was granted permission by the king to do so. Haman drew lots to determine the day that the genocide would take place. The 14th day of the month of Adar. Mordechai informed Esther of the looming threat and instructed her to go before the king and beg for mercy for her people. Esther, however, was hesitant. She knew that anyone who appeared before the king without being summoned would be put to death, unless the king favored them. But Mordechai encouraged Esther to do her duty with these stirring words. Who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As we celebrate Purim and Women's History Month, discover the Book of Esther and her courageous stand against persecution by visiting holylandradio.org.